there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
But we're all here. Who did I miss the most while I was gone? Well, Todd always sends me things. He wants to know how I'm doing, and then he'll be like, hope you're having fun or enjoy. You know, just small little comments there. Seton, I think, pretty dry. Didn't hear too much from Seton.
You can't miss me if I don't go away.
Yeah, Dan. I know. I did say that to Seton. How can I miss you if you won't go away? Marv was kind of radio silent. Paulie had a couple of comments. Anything with food, then I always hear from Paulie.
That's how I engage.
Yes, yes. But that's it. We didn't talk too much about anything, although I was in Sicily, and a little time difference there. Watching NBA playoff games the day before.
Is it hard to watch sports in Sicily? Is it different than the rest of like a...
Yeah. I got the Italian version of the NBA on TNT. And so I'd get my games in Italian. But it would always be the... I already knew the result, but then I got to watch it after that. So it took a little time there. Yeah, see.
You obviously went to go watch a Palermo game while you were there. Serie B, I believe.
Yeah. Were they used to be Serie A?
They were. Yeah. I think they're down to B right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went to Catania, and I think they were a soccer team, Serie A. But no, I didn't. I would have gone to a soccer match, but I went to Sicily. Wonderful time. It was beautiful. And for all the people who watched the show White Lotus, I think I ran into you over there in Taormina, which is where they filmed White Lotus. Beautiful, great people, great food, and I'd go back. Yes, Paul?
Did you run into any fans of the show in Sicily?
Yes, I did.
How'd that go?
It was, you know, brief. You know, they're like, hey, and I go, hey, and then they just keep walking, and then I walk in. That was it.
You don't slow down a little? You slow down a little?
No, I would have if somebody, you know, because I have my wife with me, and she'll always say, you know, stop, and, you know, take a picture, or say hello, or whatever. But a few times. Where I ran into some people, and you know, a couple people already had gotten word that we weren't nominated for a sports Emmy.
So, Italy found out first.
Italy, well, they were in early on it, but yeah, the Italians, you know, in Sicily, they're like, hey, how do you say loser in Italian? I go, I don't know, Dan Patrick Show, and I go, oh, okay, got me there. Yes, Todd.
But then you got the guy that said, you sell out too fast with the tailgate. I didn't get a chance to get there. When is the next batch coming up? Wow, that's cool.
That is true. Our tailgate moonshine, I don't know if anybody had it in Sicily.
Maybe olive flavor.
Ooh, limoncello.
Limoncello.
Ooh, very nice. All I know is they have something like a spritzer, and it should be illegal. because you're tasting it, and it almost tastes healthy. And then all of a sudden, if you have two of them, you're going sideways.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it's called, but it's
just, like an Aperol or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Those will take you down.
Yes, they will.
Some arancini, those little rice balls, the fried rice ball. Those are dope.
Yep. Yeah, they have good food over in Sicily, believe it or not.
Italian food.
Yeah, they do. They have some really, really good food. In fact, Guy Fieri told me about a restaurant in Rome and just seafood. You go in and you pick out the fish that they have on ice, and the maitre d' did not speak any English, and I kept asking about the fish. I don't even know what the fish were, and I just said, you like this? Oh, you want this? You know, and then he was going to give it to me, and I go, what is it? And then I kept asking him. I said, what do you like? He goes, lamb. Well, they don't serve lamb, but I was like, no, the fish. And then I came back to the table. My wife goes, what did we get? And I go, I have no idea. And they made it was a beautiful meal. Assunta Madre, I think, was the name of the restaurant. Yes, Don.
Did they have the all-you-can-eat breadstick soup and salad like the authentic places here in America?
I will say authentic. That every time you sit down to have a beer, you get olives, almonds, peanuts, breadsticks, and chips. Every time we sat down to have a beer. Yes, yeah,
see. That's like one of the best things. You sit down, you get a beer, and they immediately put out a bowl of chips before you even get your beer.
I know.
This is perfect.
I know. It was great. But anybody watch anything interesting on vacation?
I watched a couple shows. There's one called Unbelievable. It's a cop show and about investigators investigating sexual crimes.
Jennifer Garner?
No, that's a show called The Last Thing He Told Me. I started that yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Very good first episode. Jennifer Garner, who we love.
Yes.
She nails it. Mm. But those are two shows. The one called Unbelievable is a one-season show. It's not multiple seasons, I don't think. And it's a cop investigation show. Mm. It's real. It's dark and good.
I got caught up on Succession, where, spoiler alert, there's a death in the family. No, you can't get away from it. Whoa. I'm in Italy, and I'm going on websites, and they're going, oh, what a major shakeup in Succession. And so I got caught up on that. The new season of Barry is out. That came out last night, so some decent shows. You know, there's airplane-worthy movies that you wouldn't normally watch, but if you're on an airplane, you're going to go, okay, I'm going to watch that. Yes, yeah,
Ed. That's how I fell in love with Devil Wears Prada.
Mm.
Perfect airplane movie.
Yeah, but you watch it when you're off planes.
Now I do. Now I do. Yeah, anytime it's on, it's like a Bourne Identity for me.
Yeah.
The Bourne Identity of the fashion world.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of Bourne Identity last night. I stumbled upon that. It's like, God. Because the guy, Logan Roy, in Succession, is one of the bad guys in Bourne Identity.
Bourne Supremacy.
Yeah, Brian Cox.
Yeah, part two.
Yes.
Doesn't work out well for him.
No, it does not. Seton, poll question for hour two. We ask, who do we blame for not being nominated for a sports Emmy? And it was Marvin, McLovin, and Mario.
To be just slightly more, it's because McLovin's not here.
Yeah.
Marvin is here, or Mario edited the reel. Do you want to guess?
I'd say
guess who's first, guess who's last.
Mario's going to get blamed.
Mario right now is 46% of the vote.
They're not going to blame Marvin.
Nah, Marvin just barely a 13%. Nobody blames Marvin. I just want to get that on the record.
But they do blame that McLovin is not here?
Well, some people do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but more people blame Mario for editing the reel so poorly.
And rightfully so.
Right. We got a couple of other things that, some other suggestions, not just your takes on music.
Oh.
Which was another popular one. Me bad-mouthing my cousin Vinny. They said that cost us the Emmy.
Okay.
That was bad. We have one here that says Fritzy's limericks, .. being demoted to the newsletter.
Oh,
that cost us.
Okay.
Right. Backhanded compliment.
A little love for the toddler.
Do we bring the limericks back? I think I'd rather not be nominated than
wow.
Just
really?
Todd, I'm just kidding.
Hour
and 8 minutes into the show. My music taste.
Your takes. Not just your taste, but your takes on music.
Would be the same.
Is it?
Yeah. My taste leads to my taste.
No, but yeah, but nobody's saying like that. Well, because you like Led Zeppelin so much, but they are saying because you don't like Green Day.
That one, I'm going to wear that one for a long time. Kenny in New York joins us. Kenny, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to mention one reason why I love the show is the fact that you play Sonic Youth.
Well, that's because of me.
That's because of you. Why is it because of you?
Because I'm the one who is the DJ, and I have all the albums, and I decide what we play.
Ah, that's fantastic, because I actually got to meet them in the 90s, because they played at my college and everything, and I hung out with them for the day, and ever since then, they're my favorite band.
Well, thank you, Kenny. And then I gave Marv February. You got to have February to pick the music, and then I gave you March as well.
I'll take it. Thank you.
Yes. All right. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle the DP Show. Don't look now, but everybody's on the Lakers bandwagon. Although I don't know if everybody was the first three quarters or the play-in game. Jamal Crawford, NBA on TNT, former NBA player. He'll join us coming up, get his thoughts. We'll get to more phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. And we say good morning, Peacock, our streaming partner. Thank you if you've downloaded the app. And if not, please do so. Doesn't cost you anything, and you could watch the show. Todd McShay from the Mothership will join us coming up next hour. We'll get his thoughts. What are we, 9-10 days away from the draft? It's a week from Thursday. And you're going to get real information coming up. Not this week, I don't think. But it really feels like that Saturday, Sunday, Monday of next week. A week from now is when you're going to get some real information. Because if you go back, Cam Newton. I remember that he had this trajectory. His arc was like, oh, my God, here he comes. Wait, he could be the number one pick overall? And you go back to, 30 days prior to, and Cam Newton wasn't going to be the number one pick. And maybe not even the number one quarterback. And then, Baker Mayfield, when I got the information. But that was, I think, that Monday when we came in, when I got the information from a source who said, yeah, you ready for this? The Browns are going to take Baker Mayfield number one overall. And I didn't even tell the Danettes. And I wanted their reaction when I said that. It's just then you get real information that, starts to leak out. It does every year. And I do, I talked to my source this morning. And I was texting back and forth because I can't imagine Carolina would make that trade to trade up if they didn't know who they wanted. Right? Because, they had Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud. They love them both, pro days, all those things. The owner goes, everybody flies, everybody meets, they have dinner, Do you do that when you're not quite sure who you love? Because I don't want to go all in unless I'm all in on that one player. Not we're all in on either one of those players. I think that the drama starts with the Houston Texans at number two. And we'll talk to Todd McShay about this. But I think that's where you could get a curveball. Do they take a quarterback? And I don't think that's a given. And if not, who wants to go up and get C.J. Stroud? I think the Arizona Cardinals are going to be in an interesting spot because they're at three. If somebody wants to leapfrog the Colts, and the Colts are there at four. Are they going to take Will Levis? I would not take Will Levis or Anthony Richardson. Not that high. Both have talent, obviously. Richardson has a ton of talent. But I don't think you can be that great, but then also disappear. The same player on the football field, he does incredible things, and then he disappears. Will Levis is mechanical. And these are descriptions that I've been given. I'm not going to kid you and say I'm breaking down film here, but this is from a source who said this is what he sees. And even my source said it, it's Young, it's Bryce Young over C.J. Stroud. No matter how much film you look at, it's still Bryce Young over C.J. Stroud. And he did offer a sleeper pick, because I always say, give me somebody that nobody's talking about. And the player that he's talking about transferred from Georgia Tech to Alabama, Jahmyr Gibbs. And my source said he is Marshall Faulk-like. Everybody talking about Bijan Robinson, and rightfully so. But he said Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be a steal for some team. And he might have a second round grade right now, but you know, somebody may get him late in the first round. But you know, my source said Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be a steal for somebody out of Alabama. Yeah, Paul.
And he was one of the best receivers in the SEC at the running back position. I think he had 100 catches in 3 years of college football, which for a running back in college is quite a bit.
And he did, you know, most of that was at Georgia Tech, and then he transferred for Alabama.
They never throw the ball.
Oh. So we'll talk some football coming up next hour. We'll take a break. Jamal Crawford will join us. What does he see with what has happened so far? Did Sacramento pull off this surprise? And is it a surprise? Should it be a surprise? It does feel like they're underdogs here against Golden State, even though they're a higher seed. And then with the Lakers, feels like it is going pretty comfortably here. And are they a team that, and Barkley joined us before the break, and he said, you know, they're going to win the Western Conference or go to the Western Conference Finals. And I can't argue with that because I see holes in every team out West. And, you know, you got LeBron at the end of the day, as long as AD is healthy. I love the role players. I think that Rob Pelinka did a wonderful job at the trade deadline. Instead of going after Kyrie, he made the smart move and made that team more well-rounded, deeper, and stronger. We'll take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up right after this. If you own a small business, you know the value of time. GetRefunds.com does too. That's why they've made it easy, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. Go to GetRefunds.com, get started. Takes less than 8 minutes. Once again, they know the value of time. They've got it down to a science. Less than 8 minutes to see if you qualify for the ERC assistance. Now, this is a refund. Businesses can be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they might be able to help you as well. No upfront charges. They do all the work. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information. Don't let the opportunity pass you by. The payroll tax refund program only available for a limited amount of time. Get started. 8 minutes or less. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Check in with our buddy Jamal Crawford, NBA on TNT analyst, and was sixth man of the year three times. Played for nine teams over 20 seasons. Great to see you again. How's the jumper?
Still sweet. Played last night. Good to see you as well, Dan.
Okay. Your son is a sixth grader?
Sixth grader, yes.
Is he being recruited right now?
I wouldn't say he's being recruited right now, but people know about him right now, and that's interesting to me because I wasn't known until I was 16.
But as a parent, how do you keep your sixth grade son, like, grounded from hey, you know, you got a long time before you get to college basketball here?
Yes, we had a talk before we actually start playing AAU or before he started playing. And I told him, I said, you know what? Some people are going to say you're good. Some people are going to say you're not good. And some people are going to say you're okay. Either way, we got to be okay with either way. Just continue to get better. It's a long journey. So he's had a good attitude about everything so far. So it's worked out.
How tall is he?
He's 5'9 right now, actually. He's trying to pass mom. I think they're seeing eye to eye. She's going to start wearing her high heels even if it doesn't happen.
I'm on the Laker bandwagon here.
Are you?
You're not.
It's not that I'm not. I believe they were built for the playoffs, but I mean, I like Reeves a lot. I love AD. Obviously, LeBron is LeBron. He's one of the great ones of all time. But I'm just not exactly sure yet as they advance. Because I think they can get this round. But as they advance, I don't know.
I think they made smart moves at the deadline. Instead of going after Kyrie, you know, you already had the failed mistake with Russell Westbrook. And I think they're a better all-around team. And you might be right that they're built for the playoffs. And this matchup with Memphis, because Memphis, you know, all they do is talk. And now with Ja being injured, see, I think everybody has holes in the West. Like, are you sold on Denver being the best team out West?
No, I'm not actually. I actually had, going into it, I had Golden State and Phoenix versus the field. I thought those two teams could actually, you know, be better than anybody else in the West. But I could see the Lakers being right there as well. When the game slows down, LeBron's at his best, right? And he's a chess master. And I always said, for the Lakers to go where they want to go, LeBron has to be their fourth quarter guy. AD has to be, and the other guys have to be their first and third quarter guys to kind of carry him so he can collect data and pick teams apart, and then that's when he'll take over and make his move.
Okay. I like the Suns, but then, of course, they lose to the Clippers and Kawhi without Paul George. How does that happen?
I think it happens when you're in the playoffs for the first time trying to figure it out. I mean, obviously, Kevin Durant's the best player, but him taking just 15 shots for me, it's not enough, but I'm sure he'll increase his aggressiveness as it goes on.
Where's Kawhi going to end up historically?
That's an unbelievable question, Dan, because like right now, right? I don't know if he's top five player in the regular season, but I know he's top five player in the playoffs just because the way he plays, what's important to him, what's driving him. He's been a champion for a long time, and when you have that, that's what really gets your juices going. And to do what he did yesterday, and it wasn't like it's a hot night for him. He can do that every single night, and that's why he's special.
But why doesn't he play more?
I think injuries. I think when you go through injuries, I think it changes you a little bit. You know, you become a lot more cautious. You become more just more cautious. You absolutely are, but he knows this is his time to shine.
Yeah, it's just I'm surprised when he plays.
Really?
Yeah. When he plays, I know he's going to play at a high level. I'm just never sure if he's going to play.
Yeah. He's went through a couple of injuries, but I think, hey, if this is the time we get to see him, when it's at the stakes are the highest and we see him most, we'll sign up for it.
What is he like? Do you know him?
Oh, unbelievable guy. Very funny.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yes.
Jamal, I need proof that.
Yeah, I know, right? He very talkative, very fun, very normal. I think.
Okay,
mystique.
Jamal, people say this about Bill Belichick. They'll be like, man, is he funny? And I'll go, no, he's not.
No way, right?
Life of the party. So
if you go to Kawhi's Twitter, right, I'm one of six people he follows from way back in the day. So I've known for a long time. It's crazy. It's like Wingstop, Jordan, and me. It's like it was crazy because I've known him for a long time. And he's been the same. He's always been very about his business, about getting better. And very funny. He's always been very funny. It's incredible.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Trust me on that, man.
All right. Talking to Jamal Crawford, NBA on TNT analyst. Who's the underdog in the Sacramento Golden State series?
I think Sac is the underdog. Even though they finished third, I think Sac's the underdog. Golden State, they were bumpy all year, but to end up in the sixth spot, and you just trust them in the playoffs. They had a chance the other night, but Sacramento's still strong. Golden State is going to be a tough out because they know what it takes. They can lock down. They can go on those stops. They can go on those runs that are historic, right? And I think they still have that switch, and they're out to prove it for sure.
Is it easier to explain Steph Curry's greatness or Klay Thompson's greatness?
For me, I think it's easier to explain Klay's, but Steph's an anomaly. Like, this little 6'3 guard changed the way basketball is viewed, the way it's played. I coach AAU, right? And to be in any gym in America and see guys shoot and turn around before it goes in, or the dough behind the backs, every kid now believes that you can make it to the NBA because of this guy, because of the way he's made it look, the way he's been the boy next door. But Steph's an assassin, man. He's special. He's an all-time great.
And he might have created Caitlin Clark at Iowa.
See? And there's going to be more players like that because now you don't have to be, you know, LeBron size or Jordan size or Kobe size. You can be a 6'3 guard and say, you know what, I can out-hustle you. I can have just as much heart as anybody on the court, and my skills can be transcending where, you know what, I may have a shot to make it.
But is there anybody who's had a better career in dribbling less than Klay Thompson?
No, not at all. Klay is, the bigger the moment, the bigger the shot, the better Klay is. Klay's one of those guys, he'll make a tough one, like, ooh, Klay, you made that one. Oh, we're ready to go. Because he's a fearless shooter, right? And when you have that, that's a weapon. Think about the games he had against OKC in the past. Their first finals run. They could have lost that and not had this dynasty based off of what happened. Klay is unbelievable. I'm glad he's healthy. I'm glad he's back showing he's at a top-tier level. And I'm glad it's worked out for him because he's been through a lot over the last few years.
I don't know if I can take the Knicks advancing because the fans, the Knick fans.
They'll party like it's 1999.
I mean, you know, the Hawks, they beat the Hawks one game and, you know, you had these bros with their shirts off celebrating in New York last year. And now with the Cavaliers and you know what, maybe it's a great story. But
yeah, you see that Knicks jersey back there? I played there. We had no shot at the playoffs. We won mid 25 to 30 games in the year. They made it feel like a playoff atmosphere every single night. So I can't imagine being in the city right now, winning the game and seeing the people's reaction. Because like you said, if they advance, it'll be like this party like it's 1999 for sure.
But who would you see celebrity wise besides Spike Lee when you played? You were in New York for what, 5 years?
Yes, almost 5 years. Adam Sandler, Jay-Z, P. Diddy, Spike, of course. I remember one game, Samuel L. Jackson was there at the game, and we're sitting across from each other. I think he said it was Spike, and my hand was wrapped, so I wasn't playing. He came in the suit. He's like, you're not playing? I said, no. He's like, all he came to watch you play. That was really, really cool. And the last part of that, I actually just got an email probably like a couple months ago, and a guy emailed my foundation and he said, hey, just want to let you know that Heath Ledger was at the game when you scored 52. And I knew that part. And he said, we hung out with Jay-Z afterwards. And that was Heath's first basketball game. And you kind of helped spark him getting into basketball and playing afterwards. So you had a Heath Ledger fan, which is pretty cool.
What was it like hanging out with Jay-Z?
Oh, it was really cool. He was always so cool. And it was funny because all those celebs we talked about, I was always a little bit more nervous when he was there. So I wouldn't look at him until I got like 8 or 10 points and I was rolling. And then I was like, all right, he's there now. I see you. But I saw him the whole time. I just wouldn't let him know.
So you got the Phoenix Suns or Golden State coming out of the West still?
I do, with the Lakers being that dark horse.
Okay, now East. You know, the James Harden storyline is really quiet, Jamal. And, you know, I think because he's almost settled back into, I'm going to pass first, shoot less drama. And we've only talked about Joel Embiid. We haven't really talked about the Sixers as a team. And it's all positive. I don't know how dangerous you think Philadelphia is, but, man, if I was going to, their odds are long, but I would jump on that because I think everybody's talking about Boston or Milwaukee.
Right. No, and with that situation, it's interesting because Joel said something after the game that I've been saying all year. We love James being a point guard, but at some point, if they advance and they continue to advance, he's going to have to be more aggressive to score the ball as well. Like, I love, you know, 22-point, 13-assist James Harden. But at a certain point, we're going to need 28-point tennis James Harden as the goal scorer because Joel's going to need that second guy as they continue to advance.
Oh, okay.
Doc's playing well, but he has that gear, but he's going to have to show it more as it continues to go further. But he's playing unbelievable right now being that point guard.
Who do you like coming out of the East?
I still like Boston.
Okay.
I like Milwaukee, and I think Milwaukee's better against everybody else, but I think Boston can actually match up with Milwaukee and do some damage in the playoffs. They had a game late in the season where I thought Boston absolutely was trying to send a message, and they did that. I think it was the last time they played.
We always talk about playoff basketball. You know, it's different. Or the calls that you would make, like a playoff foul.
Yes.
Can you describe the difference in the feel of a regular season and the feel of a postseason game?
The regular season is just free-flowing, right? There's any kind of contact, a foul, everybody's scoring. It's more like an all-star game setting. In the playoffs, Dan, let's say we were playing, right, and we're going to 15, and it's 14-14, and that last point is aggressive, it's tough, you're not getting anything free. That's how every single possession is in the playoffs, and that's why you're exhausted afterwards. That's why you've left it all on the court. That's why you have scars and you know, things of that nature, bumps and bruises you didn't even feel until after the game, because every single possession is definitely intense. And that's why I'd rather see the score and be down in the playoffs, but the points mean more. Like, if you got 20 points in the playoff game, you earned it. It was no freebies. You really earned those points.
Now, J.J. Redick has been on record talking about, you know, that everybody talks about how tough the game was back in the 90s. And as, you know, he thinks it's as physical or it's overrated how physical it was back then. And I said to him, the greatest player in the history of the sport got knocked down every time he went to the hoop by the Detroit Pistons. There was no, you know, you can say there's star treatment, but, you know, they wrote a book called The Jordan Rules about beating up Michael Jordan. They're not writing any books about beating up Joel Embiid.
No. and I agree with you, Dan. I love JJ, former teammate, one of my close friends, but absolutely it was more physical. Not just the physicality. When you get continuously beat like that when you're going to the basket, it's going to play on you mentally, too. Do you really want those 2 points? You want to be every single time. So the physical is one thing, but the playoff, the mental is something else. So it was definitely more physical back in the day.
Well, I could hand check you.
Not only hand check, you can hand check and guide somebody where you wanted them to go. Like, you can physically say, no, Derek Harper was the best at it. He would guide you where he wanted you to go. So 2 points then, to me, it meant a lot more because it was just so hard to get.
Okay, but could Steph Curry be Steph Curry back then, given how, you know, how you could play?
Steph Curry could be Steph Curry anywhere. And that's what's special about him, because he's one of the few stars that don't ruin the flow of offense because he moves so much. Yeah. When you can shoot like that off the move and shoot like that off the handle, you'd be transcending any era. And Steph would be Steph at any time.
No question he's the greatest shooter of all time.
No question. Because most guys, we talk about the Reggies, the Rays, they do it mostly with somebody else creating the offense for them. Not saying they couldn't do it off the dribble. He does it off of both. And in the space he creates, the gravity he pulls, like, he's shooting 5 feet, 6 feet, 7 feet behind the three-point line with confidence. So when you do that, you give space to everybody else. And that's another way to make your teammates better.
Okay. 1-3 you're going to pass to somebody, or you're going to take it yourself. So game seven, the one guy in NBA history you want taking the three with the game on the line is who? Let me take you out of it because you should pick yourself. Yeah.
Right.
The one person that you want taking that three.
Steph Curry. And the reason why is, let's say I ran a play for him and he came off a pin down. If he didn't have it, he can still create something off the dribble to create anything. You can give him this much space. And Steph Curry's great at the tough shots too. His threes are worth more than anybody else's in history because they're so deflating. Some people in the stands are doing this. Some are cheering. Some are like, I can't believe I just saw. Steph Curry's the one guy I want taking that shot.
God, I just can't imagine what it's like to go out there and know there is the potential of being embarrassed. But do you guys get embarrassed when you're guarding somebody who's supposed to be great?
For sure. He absolutely is trying to demoralize you as well. He'll do it with a smile. And it's incredible because he's the boy next door, but he's an assassin. So he thrives off of that. He becomes a bigger monster. He goes from 6'3 to 7 feet because he's taking your fans, making them his. He's getting joy with everybody else, and he's trying to turn your lights out. And then you watch, and the ball doesn't even touch the net. Like, it just – the net doesn't even move. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Well, I know he and Steve Kerr would have these free throw shooting contests that if you had to squish it, like you couldn't hit rim. Or if you did, then that counted as a miss. And it's almost like I'm surprised when Steph does draw iron with anything. It's just that's that like pure.
Yeah, it's a different level of shooting. That's like perfection shooting, right? It's not about even making the shot. Yeah. I want to go in where it doesn't touch anything, right? How many strands did it touch up there? Oh, none. Okay, well, that's a good shot for me.
Great to talk to you. And hopefully we'll catch up again. And good luck, you know, more importantly, being a parent.
Oh, it's the coolest thing. Thanks so much, Dan.
Now, do you want him to be like you or like Steph?
Let's do somewhere in between. If he can take some of both, I think he'll be all right.
No, there's no NIL yet for your sixth grader.
No,
okay. That's coming.
We're still, it is, but as long as he keeps the love of the game, everything else will take care of itself.
Good to talk to you again. Thank you, Jamal.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate
it. That's Jamal Crawford. He played 20 years in the NBA on TNT analyst. We'll take a break. We'll get to your phone calls coming up next, and we'll talk some NFL draft coming up next hour back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Todd says don't take phone calls because it cuts into his airtime. And I said, no, we haven't spoken to the audience.
Take a few. Sometimes you overdo it a little.
Yeah. Like Tyler in Michigan. Hey, Tyler, thanks for holding. Even though Todd doesn't want me to take phone calls. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks, Uncle Dan. Third time, long time, 6 foot and a firming 250.
All right.
Best of the weekend. April being the best month, the best non-football sports month of the year. We just have a full plate of sports every day. There's a buffet of baseball, hockey, golf, you know, basketball. It's got everything you want. My second best would be Paulie just being a Danette of the people and replying to me on Twitter last night. That was pretty cool. I just want to know, Paulie, what was that? Was that a little Bananas Foster?
Oh, yeah. He asked me what I was eating, and I had, I think I had bread pudding with a little ice cream.
Okay.
Lovely dish.
Paulie, a man of the people, according to Tyler.
Food-wise, beer-wise.
Okay. Yeah, if you want Paulie to respond to you, send food.
Yeah.
That's it. Just take a... I took a picture of a meal in Sicily.
Gorgeous dish.
Yeah. And I just sent it to the Danettes, and then Paulie quickly responded.
Looked like some gnocchi with olive oil and a touch of pesto.
It was gnocchi, yes. Okay. Yeah, it was incredible. Yeah. They know what they're doing over there, you know, when it comes to food. They got it down to a science, I think. Philip in Florida. Hi, Phil. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. My worst of the weekend was spending time laying sod in the Florida heat. Not something I would recommend. Oh, but my best of the weekend actually happened last week when you guys were off. I stopped into the local grocery store on my lunch break, and Jerry Rice was there promoting a new energy drink.
Yeah.
I was able to get a photo with him. I was able to get an autograph and spend a few moments talking with him. He's a really great guy, and I just wanted to share that with you guys.
All right. Well, thank you, Phil. First thing you notice, Jerry Rice's hands. He's got, I don't know what his hand size was. And I apologize, Marvin. I was looking at you when I said that. That is wrong. And I apologize. Jerry Rice, hands. Those are some big mitts. Yeah, Paulie.
Remember a couple years ago when we asked Jerry Rice if somehow he passes away before the show's over,
yes.
Can we have one of his hands for a studio? And he goes, are you guys being serious?
By the way, I went into St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City. And there were a couple of mummified, like, bishops or cardinals or popes or something. It is weird.
Yeah, they're right there and all wrapped up.
Yeah, you can see. Yeah, you can see them.
They like got a convertible.
Yeah, I don't know if it, maybe it's popes, but they're mummified. And I said to my wife, you know what? That might not be a bad way to go. Just get mummified. Have a glass, you know, encasement there. And just
put it right here in the man cave.
Put it in the family room.
$5 a pop. People come through. Get your picture with mummified Dan.
Todd, best and worst of the weekend.
Best, De'Aaron Fox scoring 38 points in his playoff debut helps the Kings to a game one win over the Warriors, and it was Sacramento's first playoff victory in 17 years. So light the beam. Good job. Worst of the weekend, Trae Young in the Hawks game one in Boston. Trae misses his first 6 3-point attempts, 5 of 18 from the field. Atlanta also started out 0 of 10 behind the arc, outscored 45-25 in quarter number two.
What has happened to Trae Young? It just feels like wherever it's going, it's not going in a good direction. And, you know, I'm not going to put all of the blame on him, but it feels like that's where it starts. And, you know, what happened with the coaching situation there, and, you know, there's a lot of talk that they might be exploring a trade. 2 years ago, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. Man. Yeah, Marv.
He just needs to play the Knicks again.
Oh, wow. Seton O'Connor, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the week, TV is real good right now. Succession, fantastic.
Yes.
Ted Lasso, some people bagging on it a little bit. It's still an absolutely fantastic show.
Okay.
So I watch a lot of TV on break. Mm-hmm. My worst of the weekend is actually Kawhi Leonard showing up for the playoffs, because now load management is right back front and center. I'm like, oh, so looks like load management is the right thing. Oh, my gosh. We just can't figure it out. Do we want them to or not?
He's part of the Spurs invented load management. And I don't think Kawhi wasn't there. He mastered it in Toronto.
And look how that worked out.
Yeah, he won a title.
Yep.
Yeah. Summa cum laude in load management.
Emeritus.
Marv?
All right. So best of the weekend.
Are you prepared?
I thought Seton had one more.
Oh, did you have one more, Seton?
No, I mean, I could come up with a bester or a worster, but no, I did my two.
Okay. Yep. Marv?
All right. Hey, Dan. All right, so best of the weekend, the actor who played McLovin got engaged at the Celtics game.
Chris Mintz-Plasse?
Sure. If you would offer me $1,000, I couldn't say his name. I don't know what his name is.
We had him on the show years ago, and I forget what he did to offend us. You see, do you remember, Todd?
I just don't recall him being all that personable. Maybe where he's like, he was doing us a big favor that he was a bigger deal than he was.
So Christopher Mintz-Plasse, who played McLovin in Superbad, he was on our show probably, I would guess, maybe 8 years ago for some movie. What is that movie? He was like a superhero or something. Mm. It was like this superhero-ish movie.
Mm.
And we had him on. But then about 2 years ago, he was on the Rich Eisen show, and Rich asked him about something about sports. He goes, yeah, I've never been on Dan's show. And he forgot that he was on our show.
Mm. Okay.
I think the movie was called Kick Ass, if you could say
that's
that.
That's correct.
Okay.
You just did.
What else do you have more?
Worst of the weekend?
Yeah.
The Milwaukee Bucks home court. It was blue. I'm not sure if anybody in Wisconsin can explain why their home court is blue, but I thought their colors were green. It just really threw me off.
Okay. Paulie, best and worst?
I'm gonna try to, people?
Yeah,
try to find that with the Bucks court. Best of the weekend. I grew up always thinking when I was a little kid that the Washington Redskins at the time, the Washington football teams, were one of the powerhouses of sports in America. They were always good when I was a kid. They were good. They seemed classy. Joe Gibbs seemed like a good guy. They seemed like they knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. I'd watch NFL films with George Allen, and they were, you know, a very good team, a great fan base. So I think it's best of the weekend, maybe best of the year so far, as they finally dumped that owner, it appears, that Daniel Snyder will no longer own that team, and they could get back to being at least, you know, admired by football fans and get back to what they're doing. Worst of the weekend, I would say, is that NFL enabling Daniel Snyder for 2 decades. Yeah. Basically saying to every owner, any future owner, there's nothing you can do to get kicked out of our league or lose your team. They basically made that statement.
Unless you had a Donald Sterling audio tape.
Yeah.
Daniel Snyder did everything to get kicked out. But the owners don't, and I understand that, the owners don't want to be put in a position either to vote him out or that somebody could do that to them. And the commissioner's job is to protect these owners, to take care of these owners. But I hope there's full transparency here with the commissioner on Daniel Snyder. Just because he's selling doesn't mean he should get off scot-free. Or we should at least have things come to light. He might be in the south of France with his $6 billion on his yacht, but that investigation should come to light. And I don't know if it will, but I hope enough people in the media keep that alive, because Daniel Snyder should not get off. You know, he's going to win. He didn't win with that franchise. And he was supposed to be the feel-good story, like local boy, makes good, makes money, buys, you know, the Washington, you know, Redskins. And it started out okay, I think. Remember when he charged for a training camp? Well, like not preseason football, to go to training camp. That was the first time I go, wait a minute, come on. But Magic Johnson and company, the 76ers owner, coming in and taking over the team. I still think their eventual home will be downtown, back in Washington, D.C. And I think they would get full approval now that Daniel Snyder is going to be out. We'll talk some football with Todd McShay. More of your phone calls after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.